UJohane isahluko sechumi lasifica mina embili. UJesu esekhulumile lamazi waphuma kanye labafundi bakhe, waya ngaphetsheya kwesifudlana iKidroni, lapho kwakukhona insimu angena kuyo yena labafundi bakhe. LoJudasi owamnikelayo laye wayeyazi indawo, ngoba uJesu wayejwayele ukuya khona labafundi bakhe. Ngakho uJudasi wathatha isigaba samabutho lamanye amanxusa avela kubapristi abakhulu labafarisi, waya khona belezibane lezikhali. Wathi uJesu ekwazi konke okwakuzamehlela waphuma, wathi kubo,
"Lifuna ubani na?"
Bamphendula bathi,
"UJesu waseNazaretha."
UJesu wathi kubo,
"Nginguye."
UJudasi owamnikelayo wayemi labo, kuthe ukuba athi kubo, "Nginguye," bahlehla novani, bawela phansi. Waphinda wabuza wathi,
"Lifuna ubani na?"
Bathi,
"UJesu waseNazaretha."
UJesu wathi,
"Ngilitshelile ukuba mina nginguye. Ngakho ke uba lifuna mina, yekelani laba bantu bahambe."
Lokhu wakwenza ukuze ligcwaliseke ilizwi ayelikhulumile elokuthi, "Kulabo owanginika bona kakulahlekanga lamunye wabo." USimoni Petro elomhedla wawukwatsha, wagecha inceku yomphristi omkhulu, waquma indlebe yayo yokunene. Ibizo lenceku lalingumalikhusi. UJesu wathi kuPetro,
"Buyisela umhedla wakho esikhwameni sawo. Kanti kangiyikuyinatha inkezo ubaba anginike yona na?"
Ngakho isigaba samabutho lenduna yaso lamanxusa abajuda bambamba uJesu, bambopha, bamusa kuqala ku-Anase, ngoba wayenguyisezala kaKhayafasi owayengumpristi omkhulu ngalowo mnyaka. Kwakunguye uKhayafasi owayecebise abajuda ukuthi kulungile ukuba umuntu oyedwa afe ngenxa yesizwe. USimoni Petro wamlandela uJesu lomunye umfundi. Lowo mfundi wayesaziwa ngumpristi omkhulu. Wayengena loJesu egumeni lompristi omkhulu, kodwa uPetro wayemi ngaphandle emnyango. Waphuma lowo mfundi omunye owayesaziwa ngumpristi omkhulu, wakhuluma lentombazana eyayilinde umnyango. Wamngenisa uPetro. Intombazana elinda umnyango yathi kuPetro,
"Imbala, lawe ungomunye wabafundi balumuntu na?"
Yena wathi,
"Kangisuye."
Izinceku lamanxusa babe basile umlilo wamalahle, ngoba kwakumakhaza, babemi besotha, loPetro laye wayemi labo esotha. Umpristi omkhulu wasembuza uJesu ngabafundi bakhe langemfundiso yakhe. UJesu wamphendula wathi,
"Ngikhulume obala emhlabeni. Ngezikhathi zonke bengifundisa emasinagogeni lasetempelini, lapho abajuda bonke babuthana khona. Kangikhulumanga lutho ensitha. Ubuzelani kimi na? Buza labo abakuzwayo lokho engakukhuluma kimi. Khangela, bayakwazi bona engakutshoyo."
Esetshilo lokhu, omunye wamanxusa owayemi khona wamwakala esithi,
"Uphendula umpristi omkhulu kanjalo na?"
UJesu wamphendula wathi,
"Uba ngikhulume kuhle, fakaza ngalobo buku. Kodwa uba ngikhulume kuhle, ungijayelani na?"
U-Anasi wamthumela ebotshiwe kuKhayafasi umpristi omkhulu. Kodwa uSimoni Petro wayemi esotha. Abanye bathi kuye,
"Imbala, wena kawusuye omunye wabafundi bakhe na?"
Walandula yena wathi,
"Kangisuye."
Omunye wezinceku zompristi omkhulu, oyisinini salowo muntu, uPetro aquma indlebe yakhe, wabuya wathi,
"Kangikubonanga yini ensimini ulaye na?"
UPetro wabuya walandula, lakhala masinyane iqude. Base bemkhupha uJesu kuKhayafasi, bamusa endlini yombusi, wakusekuseni. Kodwa kabangenanga bona endlini yombusi ukuze bangangcoli, kodwa babe lokudla iPhasika. Ngakho uPilato waphumela kubo wathi,
"Limangalela ngani lumuntu na?"
Bona bamphendula bathi,
"Uba lumuntu ubengesuye owenza okubi, ngakasimlethanga kuwe."
UPilato wasesithi kubo,
Thatheni lina limthonisise ngomlayo wakini.
AbaJuda bathi kuye,
kasivunyelwa ukubulala umuntu.
Lokhu kwenziwa ukuba kugcwaliseke ilizwi uJesu alikhulumayo ukutshengisa ukufa ayeza kufa ngakho. Ngakho uPilato wabuye wangena endlini yombusi, wambiza uJesu, wathi kuye,
wena uyinkosi yabaJuda na?
UJesu wamphendula wathi,
uyazitsholo lokhu wena, kumbe kuthiwo ngabanye kuwe ngami na?
UPilato waphendula wathi,
kanti ngingumJuda mina na? Isizwe sakini labapristi abakhulu bakunikele kimi. Wenzeni wena na?
UJesu waphendula wathi,
umbuso wami kawusiwo walumhlaba. Uba umbuso wami ubungowalumhlaba, izinceku zami bezizakulwa ukuba nginganikelwa kubaJuda. Kodwa umbuso wami kawusiwo owalumhlaba.
Ngakho uPilato wathi kuye,
kanti uyinkosi na?
UJesu waphendula wathi,
kutsho wena ukuthi ngiyinkosi? Ngazalelwa lokho, ngizele lokho emhlabeni ukufakazela iqiniso. Bonke abeqiniso bayalizwa ilizwi lami.
UPilato wathi kuye,
iqiniso liyini na?
Esejilo lokho wabuya waphumela kubaJuda wathi kubo,
kangifumani cala kuye, kodwa lilomkhuba wokuba ngilikhululelwe omunye ngephasika. Liyathanda ukuba ngilikhululele inkosi yabaJuda na?
Basebememeza futhi bathi,
hathi lumuntu, wenza uBarabhasi.
Kodwa uBarabhasi wayengumphangi.